Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Brenda Kellermeyer with me from Capital Farm Credit. We're going to talk about something really, really cool that helps a lot of us all around this West Texas area.
Hello, Scott. How are you this morning?
I'm going to start by bragging on you, okay?
Gee.
I know you have a unique product, I think a unique product, that serves a lot of us here in our West Texas area in the agricultural business.
Thank you.
And, folks, I want to tell you this. I was just showing Brenda there's a statue, a little monument, not a statue, at the ranch. It shows where George S. Allison established that land in 1885. So it's been around in the Allison family for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, you've kind of been helping me lately restructure some debt and kind of figure out where we can ranch the whole thing and do it. And I want to tell you right now, I went in there and I'm a little bit nervous. And Brenda made it, Scott, it's not a problem. Let me show you how we're going to do this. We're going boom, 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 boom. Here you can have this, you can do that. Different options you can have, which is best for you. I was like, wow.
Thank you, Scott.
So instead of being really humble, I said, and Brenda, we need to buy some livestock too. And that's what she did. She goes, how much? I said, well, as much as we can get, you know. No. But seriously, she said, you know what? We can help you with that too. So I kind of want you to tell a little bit, if you don't mind, and I only put people on radio that I use. I'll tell you that. I definitely use you. Awesome. You definitely help us. But a little bit more different than a bank. I'd like to go through the livestock program. I'd like to go through the land program. But let's start at the very basics.
Okay.
I want to buy some farm and ranch land, and it's not like a bank. So if you'll describe like buying the stock, just do the whole thing.
Farming and ranching, first of all, is very near and dear to my heart. I'm an old farm girl myself. I'm married to a farmer rancher out in the country, so I know a lot about everything that goes on the farms and ranches. So I realize how country people do business. You want somebody to deal with who's honest, and you want a program that treats you like you want to be treated. The difference in what Farm Credit is and what your commercial banks are is we are a member-owned association. When you do business with Farm Credit, you're doing business with farmers and ranchers who are all doing business with it's a rural cooperative. As we make money, our borrowers make money. When you borrow money from a commercial lending institution, you borrow money at a fixed interest rate, you get that interest rate, that's the interest rate that you pay, and you're done. The difference in borrowing money from a Farm Credit, being that we are a cooperative, is that as we make money, we return dividends back to our member borrowers. And that's based on what our earnings are, based on the amount of interest that you pay into the association. So it's a very nice program. We've returned a lot of money to our members over the last many years.
So like what we're doing right now, so I'm mine stock into the company. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. What's the minimum stock you buy?
The minimum stock requirement is a 2% stock requirement. 2% stock requirement.
Of what you're borrowing.
Of what you're borrowing, up to a maximum of $1,000. So let's say you come in, you're looking at a piece of property that's worth $100,000. Typical program on any rural acreage is that you have to put 20% down. So I'd finance 80% of that purchase, which would be $80,000. That would require you to purchase a $1,000 stock requirement. That $1,000 stock entitled you to dividends from the company's earnings as those earnings are declared each year. So based on what those earnings are, we dividend those back to our member borrowers.
So if you bought a bigger ranch, say you bought $1 million,
mm-hmm. your stock would still, the maximum stock requirement is $1,000. Okay, so you would still be entitled to that $1,000 stock purchase.
And you can't buy more stock.
You can't buy more stock,
okay.
But you're entitled to a little bit larger dividend, obviously, because the interest that you pay in is going to be more than the interest that you would pay in on a $100,000 loan.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. We can finance. We've got interest in programs all the way from a 1-year fixed rate, a monthly variable rate, all the way out to a 30-year fixed rate, if that fits your program. Of course, just like anything, the risk involved in a 30-year rate is going to be a little bit higher than a monthly variable rate, but those options are there. The programs can go anywhere from 5, 10, 15, 20, 30-year mortgages. We handle our operating side a little bit differently, and the terms of those programs are maximum of about 10 years. Same thing on the livestock. If you go out and want to buy some livestock, you'll give us a purchase invoice in the livestock. We'll finance 75 or 80% of that livestock, depending on what your financial credentials will allow us to do. Put a little bit of equity in there, and then we'll finance the balance and let you get started on your calf crop and get that ranch to be a ranching operation.
Let's back up to a little bit. In one thing, in making your payments, like on the ranch
mm-hmm.
land, typically when you get a house loan, you have a monthly payment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, folks, y'all know that if you've done anything in the livestock industry, you don't have calves every month.
That's right.
You know, you don't have, you know, whether you do sheep, goats, you don't have your kid crop, whatever it is.
Right.
Farm crop. I don't do farming.
Mm-hmm.
We did farming a little bit in Lawaiki. And I'll tell you one thing. I'm sympathetic to your husband, everybody. Farming is work. It's the hardest work I've ever seen. So
right.
When you see a farmer take your hat off and say, way to go, guy. Thanks for feeding us, because
that's
our
groceries.
Hard work.
Yeah.
But same with farmers. I know their crops probably come in, I don't know how many times a year.
Right.
Depending on what they're planting, I guess.
We try to adjust our payment periods to meet your payment cycles. So that if you have a one-time cotton crop coming in, we structure our payment as an annual payment when that cotton harvest comes in. If you've got goats, you can cycle twice a year. We might have semi-annual payments. If you're a salaried employee who farms on the side, we can structure it in a number of ways as well. If you want to continue that monthly payment, we can do that as well. We can do quarterly. We can do semi-annual. We try to find the payment structure that meets your cash flow stream so that you're not struggling during the months where there's not any income coming in to make up those payments when those payments are due.
And folks, especially you in the livestock business, you know what I'm talking about. You have to have it. I mean, a monthly, big monthly payment would kill me right now, to be honest with you, Brenda.
You'd be paying interest.
It is, and it's kind of structured. You know, we're hoping to have a calf cart, or we're having hunting money coming in. You know, or we're selling our kids, you know, whatever it is, where you actually have the money to make your payment. Right. Makes it life a lot better that way.
That's right, yeah.
So that's just a normal deal for you.
Farm credit's been around a long time. We're actually having our 100-year anniversary this year. We were formed in 1916, back specifically to fund rural America. And that includes the operations that support the rural communities. So it may not be strictly farming and ranching. There are a few other types of lending that we can do in those rural communities to help support and keep the economy of those local communities up as well. So we've been around a long time.
I started looking back, and I was going to say, because I know for a fact my dad thought the world of you. You know, he liked the credit. He liked the whole deal. But I was looking back through some records and stuff. My granddad obviously thought a lot of y'all too. So y'all been helping the Allison family for a long, long time.
We actually we have borrowers that come in our office actually that go back to the 1930s right now. So still borrowing funds.
I didn't go back that far.
Yeah, you know, but there's a few of them still around that are actually managing.
We're back about 70 something years. Mm-hmm. So you've been pretty steady. I'm pretty stung for a long, long time.
Been around a long time.
And the interest rates, I was real surprised, pleasantly surprised, folks. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you, the interest rates were very, very competitive with anywhere else I saw, especially for the type of stuff we're doing.
Exactly. You're talking about competitive market rates, but with the advantage of a patronage program based on what the earnings of the company are. It can be significant.
But I didn't know 30 years on land?
We can. Mm-hmm. If the credentials are right on the borrower and the type of property that you have are right, some institutions do not like long-term land purchases, but because of the way farm credit is structured, we do have the ability to offer some of those products.
And sometimes inheritance and stuff like that, you probably have to do whatever you have to do to keep
exactly,
your land.
Exactly. You like to think that just because you inherit a farm, you got a farm, but you don't realize the taxes, inheritance taxes, and the operation of that farm and ranch, so there may be a need to restructure some of that debt.
I got a plaque that was given to me, and it said, if you want to be a millionaire rancher, start with $2 million. and there's some truth to that.
Yes.
You know that too, for a fact. Yes. Getting somebody that'll work with you and help you. The livestock deal. And folks, you know, a lot of people, including my dad at that time, they sold out of all the cattle because of the drought.
Right.
You couldn't afford to feed them. Right. You could afford to. There was no profit in it.